Ano Ether Gore, acting commissioner for Maban County of Upper Nile Estate, says suspected SPLA-IO forces from Liang Village attacked villages of Dang Aji, Yao Aji, and Dang Keden in Maban Wednesday morning, killing 3 civilians and injuring 2 others.
They attacked civilians in these areas, shot them with guns. They killed 3 civilians and wounded 2 others. They were dressed in military uniforms belonging to IO forces, and they came up to Gendereza areas near humanitarian aid workers.
SPLA-IO deputy military spokesman Colonel Lampol Gabriel told South Sudan in Focus Thursday he needed to consult with military commanders before commenting. Gore says the armed men also burned down several huts, displacing civilians from their homes.
They burned down houses in areas of Dang Aji, Yao Aji, and Dang Keden. There are homes which were burned. The security situation currently is good. It is only the incident which happened yesterday at around 7 a.m. But this morning, the situation is calm.
Maban hosts thousands of Sudanese refugees who fled violence in the Blue Nile region and the Nuba Mountains. Ife McDonald, a UNHCR spokesperson in South Sudan, says thousands of civilians have been temporarily uprooted from their homes as a result of the violence, putting a strain on aid workers to provide food, shelter, and clean drinking water.
We know that several thousand people from the host community have sought shelter in the Maban refugee camp, primarily Doro camp, but also Genderasa and Yusuf Batil. The situation in general today and also yesterday is calm. In the refugee camp specifically, the situation has remained stable.
McDonald says as humanitarian agency assess the needs of displaced villagers, the situation remains worrisome.
We are working with the humanitarian partners today to ascertain those numbers who are temporarily displaced. The situation is still quite fluid and we're monitoring very closely.
McDonald is calling for an end to the violence so that displaced civilians can return safely to their homes while humanitarian agencies deliver services to those in need. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.